because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. And I forgot to put Briley's name in there.
That's so rude.
I know. Briley Pritchard's in here with me, too, from the Elk City FFA. She's going to be helping. We got a full show, Briley. I don't even know if you and I are going to get to talk. So anyway, real quickly, we have something really special going to go on here in just a second. But first, let's check out some temperatures. It's pretty simple. It's in the upper 60s in southwestern Oklahoma, the low 60s in central west Oklahoma, and also up in northwestern Oklahoma. And out here in Panhandle, Texas, same thing. Lipscomb, 64, 62 at Miami, 65 at Dozer, Wellington, 65. Well, Briley, coming up here in about 11 days is Veterans Day.
Yep.
It's a special day for everybody, especially veterans. It is my favorite holiday of the year. Anyway, I was talking to my three amigos and one tamale that's on a mission trip over there in North Carolina, and they're on their way back. Jace Hargrove, Bradley Britton, Trent Britton, and Jeremy Jones. Did I get that right? Anyway, he's my tamale. But they called me this morning. They're on their way back. They've been over there in North Carolina helping with the hurricane disaster with some people. That was a really bad deal. Well, Jace called me this morning to tell me about a story that they got on some people they got to help yesterday. Well, guess what? I got the man on the phone. Mr. Hargrove, are you there?
I am here. Oh. Hey, it's Jeremy Rogers.
Rogers, I don't know why I said Jones.
Yeah.
Hey, it's tamale to most people.
So, that's it.
Anyway, Jace, thanks for joining me. I know you guys are on your way back and safe travels. But that story you told me was about like the one that Bradley and I got into with the hay deal with the ranching lady out here on the Texas Panhandle back earlier this year when they had the big fire. But can give us a little bit on about your trip and tell us what happened yesterday.
Well, the day before we kind of chased a few rabbits, and then we went found this, the fire department sent us to Samaritan's Purse, an organization that helps out. We went through an orientation about 30 minutes and went to work. And we dug a footing the first day for a little young family that was going to put a metal building up. We were supposed to go back the next day to do the metal building. Well, the good Lord changed our plans, and we got a text that said, meet our team leader in Bakersville, North Carolina, a little town. And we showed up, and there's a little man, he's 75 years old, Vietnam veteran, lost a leg over in the war. And he has been a volunteer. He's been a fire chief, but he's been serving that community on the fire department for 52 years. And him and his little wife have took in elderly, disabled. They've took in all kinds of people. She was telling me that she got a call from somebody out of Pennsylvania that had a lady, bad abusive relationship, and they moved them down here to these folks. And they just spent their entire lives serving people. So we went in, did a what they call mud out. Their house had been flooded. The little man said the night it come in, they had their little elderly people, and they put them on the couch and said, put your feet up. And a boat come got them out and his wife, and he said the water went down pretty quick. But anyway, we went in and we cleaned out pretty much down to the studs, got everything out of their house like they liked it, cleaned the outside, got it back to where they're pretty close to being able to start to rebuild. And anyway, we finished up in Samaritan's Purse. One of the things they do at the end is they get everybody together and they present a Billy Graham Bible. That the only way you can get this Bible is through like a disaster. And they explain that to this gentleman. And when I handed him that Bible, he broke down and teared up. And so did a bunch of us. And he said, I lost my Bible in the flood. His wife, she said hers made it. She put it on the headboard. And he had put his either by the chair or the nightstand. But anyway, he was so appreciative of that. And when we were in that circle, one of the team members that was with us thanked him for his service. And he said something that I know hit us for pretty hard, but he looked at everybody and he had serious heart attack. And he said, if this country is not worth fighting for, it's not worth living in. And you could see that man's heart for his country, for people. You know, and it was, we were excited to get to serve somebody that has spent their entire lives taking care of the people. You know, and it was kind of nice to give that back. But that little guy, he's pretty neat man. We've made contact with him, kept his information. We're going to kind of follow up with them a little bit, make sure they get back on their feet.
So, Jace, you guys have been out there. I know you guys were assigned stuff to help people with and stuff like that. How bad is it?
Your first impression when you drive through, there's a lot of stuff looks like it's open. You know what I mean? And there's people everywhere. But you get off of them nooks and crannies, and when them firemen and we go to them places, and they say, you need to go over here. Devastation, man. It was there was places that there's businesses, homes lost, destroyed. We didn't really ask about lives. You know what I mean? You didn't even stop to take pictures. I mean, you just seen it and seen it. It was the same thing everywhere. So I think Trent made the comment, man, these floods are worse than tornadoes because, like, a tornado sometimes takes stuff and moves it away. That mud just adds to the mess. That flood just, we saw some places that there was sand on top of the roofs where they'd been underwater. You know, see semis down in the creek bed rolled up. It's, you know, them little places, and it wasn't all just the big rivers. Some of these creeks got up big enough that just destroyed places and little small communities. Man, there's so many people out here, different organizations set up. We had some people from Louisiana actually fixed us a hot meal because we were out here working at lunch, and that was what they were set up to do. A lot of communities, you can't use a public restroom because they don't have them. They've got trailers set everywhere. We went in a nice restaurant last night and asked to eat, and they served everything on paper plates, limited menu. Everything was bottled water, canned Coke. You know, when you're in a restaurant that usually you go in and it's iced tea, and, you know, it's a nice place. They're just doing what they can do, and that's in the city. So even the place we stayed, we did get a hotel last night to get a good night's sleep when we come home, and they had a temporary water system set up outside on that deal. So, you know, it's bad. It's going to be a long time them getting rebuilt.
Well, you also told me about the church down at Ardmore. Tell everybody a little bit about that.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what church, but Jeremy got a call coming out here, and they had pallets of like dog food and horse feed. And the little man that we got to help yesterday, I asked him where he was from, and he said right there. He'd been born and raised in this little community. Anyway, Trent asked about if he needed any pet animals or whatever, and he said, no, but my neighbor does. So they called and put him on the phone, and the neighbor, he said, you know, yeah, I could use a little bit of that, but he goes, I'm not a guy that wants to hoard things. And he said, that's way too much for me. And they visited, but that guy goes, I do have a place to keep all that dry, and I know everybody in this community. So I think the plan is they're going to try to get it after that gentleman in that community we got to help, which was a neighbor to our guy, and then he'll call his neighbors, and as they need it, they can come get it and use it. So it's just kind of, it was pretty amazing how God opened them doors for us yesterday.
No, oh, yeah, you hit a home run, a grand slam, actually.
Yeah, and we kind of been praying for just one family, you know what I mean? Somebody that we could maybe follow up with. I know there's other places that other people's been talking to us saying, hey, we want to go help, you know, so we can be in contact with this little family, and it may be a place we can send some more men and women back out to help with some other projects as they kind of get back on their feet so they can get back to serving people.
Bradley's got a question for you, Jace.
So, yeah. Down where y'all were at, do they have a lot of resources to get, like, supplies to get back up on their feet, or are they still needing, like, people?
As far as resources, a lot of places we saw are just overwhelmed right now as far as they weren't. A lot of them said we're not taking stuff other than an appointment. We went in a fire station, and them guys had stuff everywhere. But the fire chief in that community told us the biggest need right now for stuff is dehumidifiers to get in the houses, dry them out, pressure washers, and then winter coats, winter gloves, winter boots, winter hats. But as far as, like, water, as far as, like, food, there was food everywhere, free food everywhere. that kind of resources is really doing pretty good in that area. There may be other areas that we weren't in. It's such a widespread deal that, but what we saw, they had lots of those kind of resources, but we're going to need stuff for winter.
Yeah.
Well, TTS has got the Connect set up out there at the fishing yard over there by Atwoods. And so if anybody wants to donate items that you just rattled off, dehumidifiers, pressure washers, winter boots, hats, gloves, the whole nine yards, they can put it out there because it's getting cold up there, I understand.
It is. It was actually pretty decent weather for us while we were here, you know what I mean? But it was starting to get cold, and just probably any day it can get pretty cold up here. So they're in need of that. And my understanding, as soon as that Connex is full, it's going to go to a different area than we were at, but it is an area that they get distributed pretty fast.
Okay.
Get it in people's hands. Yep.
So anyway, we got that going on. Well, man, thank you guys so much for going out there, my three amigos and my tamale. And so anyway, Jace, Trent, Bradley, Jeremy Rogers. I know a Jeremy Jones. I was confused. And I'm not even doing drugs today. So anyway, but you guys, thank you so much. And
you bet.
I can't wait for church Sunday to hear the stories from you guys. So anyway.
Yeah, Jimmy, I want to thank, because we went out there and when we got to share with people, when we got to do stuff, we let them know that we were just the four that got to kind of represent Western Oklahoma.
Right.
Because there's so many people that got behind us in our community before we headed this way that it wasn't, it's not us four. I mean, we just got to be the ones to take some resources from Western Oklahoma. But I'm very thankful for our community and our surrounding communities and how they come together on this deal.
Yeah, and back to that gentleman you guys were helping out yesterday. Did you tell me he'd been a fire chief and on the fire department, Vietnam vet? Did you tell me he still carries a pager?
Yeah, he still has a pager. He still told me he kept his medical certs up. And when them boys need help, he did tell me, he said it was a few years back, he told them it's time for the younger generation to take over. But when they need him, he still helps. And he had his fire hat on and he had his pager on his hip the whole time we were there.
Oh, that's an awesome guy, because he's got to be in his 70s.
He'll be 75, I ask him.
Oh, okay. And so, anyway, so that's awesome, man, because, you know, I think a world of our World War II, and there's not very many of them left, if any, and our Vietnam vets and our Korean vets, because them were different wars, and we've been fighting. War's war, but, man, it was just, you know, I don't know. I tear up when I think about the Vietnam vets and Korean vets, you know, what they had to go through compared to the technology our warfare is today.
Yep.
So anyway, you guys, safe travels. I'll let you get back on the road.
All right. See you, Jimmy.
All right. Thanks, guys. How about that?
That is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So we're going to before we take a Wheeler General store break, Nathan and his wife have sent me some stuff away to give away ever so often on the show. And today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour. And I got that's a good looking hat, ain't it?
That is.
I got a Wheeler, it's a new style. I don't even have one of these, Wheeler General Store cap that I'm going to give away to the fourth person who texts in to 580-225-9697. And my question is, what's your favorite, peanut butter patties or peanut brittle? Because I just gave Miss Briley some peanut butter patties.
Yes.
That come from my peanut field, or come from peanuts that grown in Beckham County. So anyway, so if you want a really nice Wheeler General Store hat, text in your name and what's your favorite, peanut brittle or peanut butter or peanut patties? No, I said peanut butter, didn't I? No chocolate today. Sorry, peanut patties. Anyway, appreciate you guys doing that. So we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break and be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Are you often wondering just how much extra nutrition to feed your cattle? Kent Watkins here, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. A useful tool to help you know just how much to feed this winter is the Oklahoma Mesonet Cattle Comfort Advisor, a great way to help protect your herd from the brutal winter weather. Let us help you with your winter feed needs. We offer bulk or by the bag Maxi Gain or Range Max cattle cubes. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Alignment is very important. I mean, it causes the wear on your tires. So if you just let it go, the tires, instead of saying a 60,000 miles, will only last 30 or 40,000. It's called toe. It's where the tires are pigeon-toed. They're turned in, they're turned out. One may be one way, one may be the other. We always shake down the front end to make sure there's no loose parts, because our roads are so nice and smooth out here that they do get some parts that wear out a little quicker. Uneven wear, edge wear, and shaking. Rough roads, potholes, constructions, and riding in the country. It all is tough on your vehicle. We have a gentleman who's been here nearly 11 years, very knowledgeable, knows what's going on. We probably average 5 alignments a day. Something, honestly, needs to probably be done every year. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 18th. 2,656 head were sold. 11 head of steers at 440 brought 330. 9 at 501 brought 286. 6 at 545 brought 289. 14 at 578 brought 267. 7 at 659 brought 270. 15 at 739 brought 235.50. 11 at 762 brought 234.50. 4 head of heifers at 389 brought 311. 11 at 489 brought 250, 21 at 499 brought 239, 13 at 583 brought 228, 5 at 648 brought 230, 18 at 666 brought 220, 9 at 781 brought 208, butcher cows were 60 to 140, butcher bulls brought 40 to 159.50. Bred cows were 1175 to 2725. Pairs brought 1775 to 2825. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, Miss Briley. Let's check out some weather out in the Texas Panhandle. Man, it's getting closer and closer to rain. And they keep saying we're going to get some, and so over the next 7 days, so we'll see how it goes. Now they're calling for like 8 or 10 inches over there, south Oklahoma City and back towards southeast part of Oklahoma. They can have that. We'll take 4 to 6.
Yeah.
Anyway, Wellington, Texas. Whoa, I did Wellington yesterday. Let's go to, anyway, my computer just went haywire. There it is. I got her. Childress. Let's do Childress, if it'll come up. There it is. 67 degrees at Childress. Humidity's 49. Dew point's 47. Winds are out of the southeast at 7 miles an hour. Gust at 9. Peak wind gust today, 15 miles an hour. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. It was 32 degrees on my thermometer this morning.
That's too cold.
Outside the house there. 8-inch soil temperature, 70 degrees. Still got good temperatures. Okay, so last week, hey, look here. Last week we had National FFA Convention, right?
Yes, we did.
We did. Anyway, I haven't, there's too much social media for me to keep up with all the kids that got their American Farmer's degree and awards and stuff. And I just wrote some of them down, and you got some of them down. Yeah. So who from Elk City got her America's Farmer's degree?
From Elk City, Jill Metter. She got her American FFA degree. And then from Merritt, Jancy Ripito, Case Carlson, and Reese Hightower also got their American degrees.
Well, there's a young lady from Carnegie.
Yes,
She's been on my show before. She was in first year, I think, that I had the show she was on. And matter of fact, I don't know if it's the Carnegie Daily, Carnegie Weekly, the newspaper they got down there. Anyway, she writes an article in it that pretty regular in that deal. She's really sharp on the deal. But Addie, I call her, what did Miss Schneeberger do?
Addison Schneeberger, she is a national champion with her goat production SAE speech contest, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's good. Cause last year she won, whatever. So if she won the, Creed deal in Oklahoma last year, what's that called? Just the Creed contest, I guess, for FFA.
I think so.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay, cool. We got another guest coming up here in just a few minutes. Briley's got her ag teacher, and I've never met him. I get to meet him finally. Aww. He's come in here from Elk City FFA. So, anyway, Briley, we had a question since you're the do you want to tell your dad about what you think about that video I just showed you?
Yeah.
Because he's listening.
Jimmy just showed me this new piece of machinery that pulls your plastic from your gardens, and it takes no effort, and I think I need one.
That's putting him on the spot on public radio. That's the way we do it around here, right, Briley?
Yep.
So anyway, but we had a question on the text line for the garden. And anyway, it says, "Hi, Jimmy, it's Cher. Honey, as my little home garden closes itself on its own, is it recommended to turn plants into the soil for winter nutrients or pull and dispose? What do you think?"
So what I do is we pull all of our plants because I do the plastic culture garden, and we can't leave the plastic in the ground. But after we pull the plastic and all the plants, we go in and plant rye for the winter season. But if you don't have plastic, I think turning the plants back into the ground is a really good idea to get that extra nutrients into the ground.
Right. And also, if some of your plants, whichever kind of vegetable might be, if you did have some issue with fungus or mold or anything like that, I recommend getting rid of it if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Because as you grow your garden during the summer, if you do get a plant that's got mold or any kind of fungus on it, you want to pull them and get them away from your healthy ones.
Yeah.
Little update on my high tunnel. You ready?
Yes.
So I've been ignoring it. I've been avoiding it for 3 weeks because we've had peanut harvest going on, trying to get our winter forage in. And I'll just be honest with you, I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
But so I went in there last week, didn't even look at nothing, just walked in there and turned the water on, the underground drip system on it, and walked out. Well, I forgot about it. Next morning, I was driving by there, headed to town, and there was water coming out of my high tunnel, so I had to stop, turn the water off. Anyway, she's getting soaked now because I was going to clean it up here in a few weeks after opening day of quail season and before deer season. And the dogs and I got curious yesterday. We went in there, and I'm going to bet money in the next week to 2 weeks, I'm probably going to have 200 to 300 pounds of red tomatoes.
That's a lot.
I was shocked. Those plants look like they got a second wind. They're green back up. They look as healthy as they ever have.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. I don't even know how they're going to taste. I'll have to do some taste tests. So anyway, your dad said that machine would make you lazy.
Okay.
Issue is what, Dad? Anyway, well, we're going to go ahead and take a Wheeler Dental Store break. When we come back, one of the new instructors for Elk City FFA is in here in the studio with Briley and I. And we're going to talk to him because he's got to get back to class. So we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
If you'd like to tackle those home projects yourself, like building a privacy fence or spicing up the place with some landscaping, you'll need the right tools to get the job done fast. Rent what you need from DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City. They have gas-powered post hole diggers for fence building, skid steers for hauling landscape blocks, and excavators for any type of digging that needs to be done. The best thing about DJ's is the free advice. Stop by and talk to them about your next project.
Again, send bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor, but his nose said... Hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our 7 dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We kind of got a father-daughter deal going on here. Briley's wanting to catch up with technology, and Daddy's telling her no. It's true?
Yes.
Sell more tacos. So, anyway, all right, let's see what the ag weather's like in northwestern Oklahoma real quick. May Ranch, 64 degrees, dew point's 45, humidity's 51. Blowing a little harder up there than it is here. 17 miles an hour out of the south, 15 one-hundredths of an inch in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 66 degrees, sunset at 6:39, sunny and 73 degrees today. Guess what? Tonight, rain showers, 80% chance, 53 for a low. tomorrow, basically 100% chance of rain showers and 66 degrees for a high. Well, Briley, do you want to introduce our next guest?
So this is my ag teacher, Mr. Q, and his name is Chad
Corby.
I never say it right.
So Corby, is that right?
Corby.
Okay, I got you. And Chad, where you come from?
Cleveland, Oklahoma.
All right, and that's up between Stillwater and Tulsa. I remembered when I knew I kind of knew where it was, and you said that's anyway. What brings you down to Elk City?
Well, I had some kids in my cohort at OSU that were friends with Miss Mulhern after she accepted the job that said they needed a shop teacher down here.
Oh, okay.
So, our current teacher at Cleveland was retiring, and when they'd hired somebody else for the position to fill it instead of me,
right,
I ended up accepting the position down here.
So how do you like it down here in western Oklahoma? It's a little different country here, isn't it?
It is, but it's nice.
Yeah.
It's real nice down here.
Yeah, it's is all your students like Briley, A+, really smart and knows how to weld and cut and all that?
Well, we end up with a nice mix of students.
So, how many students you guys got at Elk City this year?
120-something.
Okay. So it's down a little bit from last year. Because I think last year, year before, I remember Jill coming on the show and talking about it. It was like a record amount of students in a deal. So what's the... So you're teaching shop, correct?
Yes.
And so what's the first thing you guys do when you start school, like you started this year? What's the first thing right out of the box that you work with your students on?
Safety.
There you go.
Right off the bat. After that, I show them how to use the cutting torch so they can cut their own bead pads, and they start working on stringer beads and then overlapping them and then each of the four different positions and start working their way through there.
Right. And then, so I've noticed in the last 10 years how ag mechanics and shop work have really blown up. It's not FFA, everybody. It was like for, you need to learn how to say your creed, and you need to learn to show cattle, sheep, or hog. It is not that way anymore. You got shooting sports. You got shop projects. There's... OYE has the ag mechanics vision of it now. What do you think? Have you seen that?
Definitely. As OYE has become a big supporter of it in terms of pushing the ag mechanics contest, and OYE runs their own shooting sports contest
right.
as well.
Yep.
A lot of those things that as OYE kind of backs it, those are some of the things that kind of help explode and grow and run from there.
What's the coolest mechanics class project you've ever seen?
There was one at OYE that was a gooseneck hydraulic trailer.
Was that last year?
No, it was a year before. Year before, I think. Or yeah. Maybe, I'm trying to remember if it was my first or second year teaching ag. But it was one of them too. It was either the year before last year or the year before that. But the trailer had interchangeable beds. Like you could load it up with a bed that locked in to be a hay trailer, or a flatbed trailer, or one that ran like a regular old dump truck bed on it.
Did it win?
It won. It yeah. dominated, but it was probably one of the coolest ones that I've seen out there.
Man, so, and that surely won one kid by himself.
No, it was a team of four.
Right.
From a county right next to us. It was Woodland.
Right.
Out in Pawnee County. There were four different girls that got out there, and they did it.
Girls?
Yeah, girls.
Oh, you missing out, lady. So, Dwayne, what got you into teaching ag?
I left the oil field
really?
To teach ag. I was in a division that was kind of experimental in the oil field. We built a machine that flushed actuators.
Oh, yeah.
And things like that. So, like, they could be live on the line, like, operating and everything, and we could flush them out and clean them. And business wasn't growing, and they had just told us that we'd have a job no matter what. They'd move us into the regular valve repair side and stuff like that. And I was telling my wife, and I've always had a passion for like ag and being like sustainable, having your own garden, mechanics, things like that. I've done it my whole life.
Right.
And my wife was scrolling through because she was looking for a job at the school, and she said, "Hey, look, they're looking for an ag assistant." And I said, "I'd leave for that job."
Yeah.
So then I applied for it, and the teacher they had at Cleveland, he was good with ag mechanics and stuff like that.
Right.
But it's way different when, like me, where you've done it your whole life.
Right.
Like the amount of knowledge that I have.
Right.
Is.
So have you taught any of the kids in your class how to flush actuators?
No.
Because I was in the oil field. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't know different. I went from oil field to radio show. I fit in pretty good. That's why I don't take live calls, because I got too many friends in oil field. And you know that as well as I do. So you start teaching that at Cleveland. And anyway, so have you learned anything since you started teaching?
Oh, yeah. A ton. There's way more paperwork when you're the teacher responsible for the class. Way more paperwork.
Probably you ain't helping him.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
So you guys got all settled in here. How'd your wife take in moving to Elk City?
She was all right with it. It was a big change. Both of our families are out in Northeast Oklahoma.
Right.
So we're pretty much the only ones out here.
Right.
But we bought a house out in Cordell and
okay.
Ended up moving out here. It's turned out all right.
All right. It's cool. What kind of projects you guys got going on in your class this year? I know you're not even a full semester into it, but you got to be working on something.
It's so cool.
We do. So we partner partly at Mr. Sparks' urging. We started building dirt track cars.
Oh, really?
For the tuner class at the dirt track.
Yeah.
We were waiting until after the project auction to start going through and doing the funding for them and things like that.
Right.
So we'll start that sometime in the next week or so. Start hitting up the businesses in town to put names on them and stuff like that.
No, I'm not in his class.
What?
No, I don't get to do them, but it's okay.
If you're in his class, you can learn how to build your own plastic retriever. So your dad's not going to dish out the money for one. At least you could build one. Anyway, what's that? So you guys just had your, what do they call it? It's not the labor auction anymore. What do they call it?
Internship auction.
Yeah, the internship auction. How'd that go?
It went really good. Compared to years past, we turned near record profits in the last decade or something like that.
Oh, cool.
We had plenty of people show up. Nearly half the chapter was involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, nearly half the chapter was involved.
So, yeah, what, 60, really 70 well. Kids?
You somewhere in there?
Interns, I mean, 60 or 70 interns. I need to be politically correct here.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what, you had a silent auction too, or a public, was it a auction, public auction? Was it silent?
It was a live auction.
It was live, yeah. That's what I mean, not public. Yeah. Live.
Yeah, we had a live auction mm-hmm. with the kids, and we did have a silent auction for the desserts.
Yeah, there was a small silent auction.
Yeah.
What was the desserts any good?
I don't know. I didn't get to try any. There was, like, a coconut cream pie, a pineapple upside-down cake, and then, like, a strawberry cake, and then some cupcakes.
So, it sounded like a great auction.
Yeah.
It was good.
No. Turned out really
so
good.
What all do you guys do with the money raised at the auctions like that?
We use it for the contests that we take the kids to in the spring, hotel rooms at OYE. We use it for OYE entries, state convention, national convention.
Yeah, you that guys was are part going of where
we're yeah, we're year. Going next year, so we're probably going to try to do the labor auction a little bit earlier next year just so that we can try to put it to bed and get it done before we are out at national convention and things like that.
I got you. Yeah, because the people, old school coming out of me, according to your father, American farmer degree. It's called the American degree now, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What is this? I hate change. See, anyway, so do we got some kids up for the American degree next year? Do you know?
That I rightly don't know. We had to turn in the rosters today to National FFA, and we had a couple that still have active projects.
Right.
So it's looking like there's a couple that'll be active and running for the American degree next year.
Right, okay.
And running. Whether or not any of our seniors want to stay in and want to keep running for the American degree.
She is. I can see the look in her eye.
Yeah, but I'm not a senior yet.
You will be. One of these days.
It'll come sooner
Maybe
than you think.
You should go into Ag Mechanics next year and build you a plastic retriever and win some kind of award in Indianapolis with that. How's that?
That's pretty smart.
Because you know plastic farming or gardening. And so you're already ahead of the ball game.
Yep.
Now you just need some funding from your old man.
Yeah, Dad.
Well, Mr. Q, thanks for coming in. Now I know who you are.
Yeah.
And it's great to meet you. And good luck here.
Oh, yeah. It was great being here. Thank you, guys.
Well, we'll let you go so you can get back to your class.
Yeah, I got to get back so they don't get unruly.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, we'll finish up the show. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Are you tired of navigating the digital jungle all on your own? Look no further than innovative technology in Elk City. Running a business in today's fast-paced world can be overwhelming, but our experienced IT professionals are here to lighten the load. Whether you're in education, energy, finance, or any other industry, we've got your back with our IT solutions. Safeguard your business with our cutting-edge internet security, reliable internet phone lines, and top-notch security camera networks. Your business's digital fortress starts here. Need on-site support? We're just a short drive away from computer repair to network installation. We've got you covered. Worried about cyber threats? Our cybersecurity awareness and training will keep your team ahead of the curve. Don't let technology overwhelm you. Call us at 580-243-1559 to discover how our 40-plus years of service can transform your business. Visit Innovative Technology at 105 Carter Road in Elk City or check us out online at itlpros.com.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Riley, we're back. Sharon called you Riley. It's Briley, E-R-Y-L-E-E.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I got that right today. Anyway, let's check out some Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. 68 degrees at Hollis, 47 dew point, 47 humidity. Winds are out of the south at 10. 16/100 of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 71 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.1. You just can't. The only thing you can get lower there is 0.0. Anyway, sunset at 6:46. Increasing clouds today, 73 for a high. Light winds out of the south southeast tonight. 80% chance of rain. 59 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, 71 for a high. Wind southeast to south, 8 to 13 with wind gust up to 15 to 20. 100% chance of rain. Things are going to change in the neighborhood down here in Harmon County. Do you know Hollis is the capital of Harmon County?
I did not know that.
You guys study counties in school anymore? Oh, my gosh. Man, we quit the American Farmer degree. Now we just got the American degree, and I don't like change.
I'm also not in any type of, like, social study classes. So
I learned that in first grade. No, I didn't. I was kidding. Anyway, so, Briley.
Yep.
What's Clinton got coming up? Clinton FFA.
The Clinton FFA, they are having a pie and cake auction Tuesday, November 12th. They will be having Blue Mountain Smoke at 6, and the auction will start at 6:30. It is at the Frisco Conference Center, 101 South 4th Street in Clinton. Tickets are $20 a piece or 6 for $100. To buy tickets, just contact any Clinton FFA member or Miss Alexia Newman or Mr. Rick Dillinger.
Yep, Mr. Dillinger and Miss Newman. You're like, cool. All kinds of stuff. Get through it. What do you mean get through it, Cotton King? Anyway, are you stripping cotton today or are you picking cotton today? You know the difference?
Mm-mm.
Well, I just learned yesterday. So, anyway. Hey, coming up at Fay. One of our listeners from Fay, Oklahoma, sent me this yesterday. Cotton King's stripping. He don't believe in picking. He has to use his back when he does that. So, anyway, do you like wild game? I know you eat deer meat. Okay, so they're having a wild game feed at Fay tomorrow at the Fay Community Center from 5 to 7. This is pretty interesting. You ready? They're going to have cake, pie, quilt, and craft auction at 7 o'clock. Live music. Come enjoy. You ready for the menu?
Yeah.
Deer, duck, goose, pig, elk, fish, turkey, calf fries, frog legs, salads, and homemade desserts. All tomorrow. And this is by donation only. Faye's not that far from here.
Oh, I really wish I wasn't going to be out of town tomorrow.
Anyway, the proceeds to benefit, all the proceeds will go to benefit the annual Children's Christmas Treats and Building Maintenance. Up there at Fay. Let's see. Fay is on way from Thomas to across the river bridge. You ever been that way to like going to Watonga?
I have no clue.
Anyway, so you cross the big old river bridge there.
Yeah.
And you're headed towards the Watonga Y, we call it. And bam, there's this little town there. That's Fay. Anyway, so that's going on tomorrow. See what I'm doing tomorrow. I like wild game.
Yeah.
Anyway, the elk part caught me. Elk meat's really good. So, anyway, cotton. I know the sugar daddy was picking thrashing peanuts yesterday.
Yeah.
Sounds like the cotton king is stripping cotton today. They're all trying to get as much done as they can because if this weather forecast is true, farming operations will shut down for a few days.
Yeah.
So, anyway, got that going on. I did hear Mr. Rhodes, he said that he's averaging 1.9 bales per acre.
Nice.
No, he lied. He's lucky to get one. So, anyway, cotton season's here. I think peanut harvest is getting closer to being done. We're on the home stretch there. And then what else we got going on tonight? Well, a few more things here before we, her and I, get back serious about talking agriculture. Tonight at 7 o'clock on ParagonTV.com is Meredith Crescent. And also tonight, also at 7 o'clock at Bridge Creek, Elk City Elks will be there at 7 o'clock. And that'll be on BigElkTV.com. And guess what's going on right now? Have you ever went out to the Western Oklahoma Christian School hamburger deal?
I have not.
Well, time you go. Anyway, it's going on right now, and it lasts till 1:30 out here at the Convention Center in Elk City, and also from 5 to 7:30 tonight. It's dine-in or to-go. Adult tickets are $10. Kids are $5. Fundraiser benefits all campuses, Clinton, Weatherford, Elk City. So you need more information on that, 580-323-9150-159150. Anyway, 5 to 7:30 is not too late to get out there now. And anyway, so I had an early morning this morning. I got up, and this daylight crap, getting daylight at 7:38 is not my deal. It's going to change, though. Time, got to roll back time Sunday. Mm-hmm. Fall back 1 hour. Anyway, I already hooked onto the trailer. Got my bull delivered yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And tested over at Circle M. And I went to this morning. I was kind of concerned that I wasn't going to be able to sort the heifers and the steers by myself in the work lane. So I got them in. They followed me at the Walmart sack full of cake. Got them in there. And anyway, I sorted the heifers out one at a time in the big pen. I didn't even have to put them in the lane. They were so gentle. And ran the heifers to Stockman's Vet.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor's given the new EID tags. Guess what? That goes in effect next week also. Got new tags going in them. Retagged the old tags that was in them. Gave them the big girl tags. We're going to keep those heifers. Then I went back, loaded up all the steers, took them to the Elk City Livestock Auction. They're selling here in about 45 minutes mm-hmm. in the special weaned auction. If you guys are looking for, it's going to rain, you're going to have wheat pasture now, so go out there and buy you some weaned calves out there at the Elk City Livestock. I'm going to go out there and mess with Miss Kay. She's the head cook there. I don't know if she hates me, loves me, or likes me, or any of the above. She might even have a hit out on me. So anyway, I got all that done before the show. So anyway, what'd you do this morning?
I slept in an hour, and then I went to school.
Oh, all right. So back to that question that Cher was talking about on getting rid of your stuff in your garden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people still till their garden, which is fine.
It's
do your garden however you want. It's your garden. And yes, tilling your garden, some stuff underneath it does it some good, but like you guys and like me, we're putting a cover crop on it.
Yeah.
So that stuff's going into the soil, you know, so it's not like we're depriving it of anything. So have you guys got your rye in?
That's a dad question.
Huh?
That's a question
you
from came my
picked
dad.
It up.
Oh, not.
Is this a different project?
We put it out. We got it out in our
shop.
Watermelon and cantaloupe patch.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. He did it on his off day whenever I was at school, I think.
Right.
And then we still haven't fully cleaned up our other garden because since I got chickens this spring, we're experimenting and we let our chickens out into the garden to let them clean up whatever they want to.
Right.
So we're going to see how that goes.
So are they laying more eggs since you're cleaning the garden up, or are they egg layers?
They've been laying some eggs. I mean, I want more, but it's a start.
Right.
I think this week I've gotten 14. And then I need to go out there again today because I haven't checked in, I think, 2 days.
Right.
So, but they're, hopefully it's a good experiment because they'll go out there and clean up most of it, hopefully.
How many chickadoos do you got?
I think like 8 chickens and then 2 roosters.
Right.
I think.
And then do the roosters wake you up?
One of them doesn't shut up. The other one's not too bad.
Then you still have your miniature cattle?
Yep. We still got the mini cows and then got 2 mini donkeys. And our female is really close to giving birth, like hopefully in the next couple days.
Your what is?
The female. Oh. Yeah, she's getting really close.
The donkey?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have a baby donkey,
yeah,
huh?
A baby mini donkey.
Oh, they're minis. That's mm-hmm. right.
They're so cute.
And so who's watching, who's on birth watch?
For the most part, mom, because she's home the most.
Right.
So.
Anyway, sounds like, what's the name of you guys' farm? Green Acres?
Nacho Average Farm. Because of the taco truck.
Ah, Nacho Average Farm. Who come up with that? Mom?
My mom.
Yeah, it sounds like her. Anyway, cool. All right, Briley, thanks for coming in.
Yep.
And looks like we got a winner for the hat. We got a winner for the hat. So the Weeder Dental Store hat. We'll see you guys Monday. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy and Briley. Brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, America. God bless.
The red, white, and blue flapping in the wind. That's what country sounds like. 96.5 KEZO, Elk City.
Russian meddling in the U.S. election. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. U.S. intelligence officials are blaming Russian influence actors for a recent video that falsely claimed people from Haiti were voting illegally in multiple Georgia counties. The Georgia Secretary of State has already refuted the claims. A statement just released by intelligence, cybersecurity officials, and the FBI says another video falsely accusing a Harris campaign associate of taking a bribe from a U.S. entertainer was also Russian-made.